So what is, let me go over here. There we go. We need to look at the Gemara Sanhedrin. Sorry. What is the point of Rav Sheisha B'Rei Davidi? So as opposed to on the base and base, how we know that when it comes to Chavolah, the dinner he pays and he doesn't have to get Malkus. All right, so that's already known. And Ula said that based on that din, based on the Xeris Shav of Tachas, so we're going to learn it's Mamun Mishalma Kalilaki. Rabbi Yechanan Sanhedrin, yeah. Sanhedrin, the mem, both payment. The Malafim and Aleph. No, Malafim and Base. No. Mem and Base and Malafim and Aleph. That's the most important. And then payment base. So, the din that we already know, right? The source for the din, so that we have in Lamed Beis and Med Beis, we have in the Sina, Keni Nosein Boy, Kashit in Mumba Odom, Nisina Miyad Liyad. So what is the point of Rav Sheish of Rei Dravidi? No, go ahead.
I think the sheet points out that once he's working off of Rebbe Lozna, once we reject the pasuk with the drasha by Ibn Zalman, Fesher to Torah, so too we can't accept the same drasha by
Chol HaKadosh. So apparently, the first piece in the Shita is that Hayyos Rebbe Eliezer was also Machlekes Rav Abaye, correct? 2 days in the Shita. Right? What was Rebbe Eliezer's chiddush? Rebbe Eliezer told us that Eide Zoymimin are Momin Mishalmuk Leiloki because there's no Asra according to Rava. Right? So according to Rava, Eide Zoymimin are not an exception to the rule of Momin. They're not an exception to the rule of Komin Ravine. There is no Komin Ravine, correct? So Mishesh Shadrevi is now a simple Mahalach in the Gemara. You could read the Gemara simply. Rav Sheisha B'Rei Davidi is offering us an alternative to the sugya. Right? He could say, Ad Kan, halacha is, less man the polling so far, ha'choyvel b'chaveri pays moment. Do we give him Malkus also if he got Asra? Maybe. Maybe Rav Meir. All right? But Pashtus is, less man the polling is going to pay. And until now we've learned he's going to pay and not get Malkus. Right? Pashtus, we're learning until now, even if you got Asra for Malkus, he's not going to pay. Right? So until now we've said, what's the base of the eye goes against? Komle ben Rav Aminei. So until now we've said that al medbeis of medbeis, according to Ula, we're going to learn this din, both by Eidim Zayman and by Chabola, that they are exceptions to the rule of Komle ben Rav Aminei when it comes to Momen and Malkus. And based on that, either we're going to learn according to Ula and Kola Terakula, or at least by our sugya of ma'anes, that there'll be mammon and that there'll be mammon without malchus. Right? So these are the building blocks of the sugya. So how do we begin this building block of Chabolah that it's mammon and not malchus? So on Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, we said, Agzeres HaKosov of Yad B'Yad, Keninasim B'Yodai. The Torah said, Mamay. The Torah said, Adavar Nid M'Yad L'Yad. Alright? Shesh Revidi is another Mahalach. Alright? That's one way to learn it simply. Or, Shita Mekubetis, that's not so posh, a little bit deeper. On the top of Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Eliezer said that Adam Zoymimin is... That Adam Zayman, we should really backtrack. We should also point out that Rabbi Yechanan holds that the din of Momen Vilay Malkus is going to be reserved to Chabolah and to Adam Zayman. Right? However, because Rabbi Yechanan doesn't have the Xavier Shavav Tachas. So he's going to have it only Lagabe. Only the Gabi Adam Zayman Chabolah. So now coming back to these two halachas. Adam Zayman is either because of Yad B'Yad or according to Rabbah in Rabbi Eliezer, it's because of this Bachlal No Asra. According to Abaye, that could be Asra. Right? Because the Chedei Dibur. So according to Abaye, Adam Zayman is a different din that doesn't require Asra because they wanted to impose a penalty with that Asra. But Sai, according to Abaye, so according to Rabbah, I don't need the din of Yad B'Yad. Again, that's what I just said now, 2 days in the Shita. Now, the Shisha Reda Vida says, now, the Gemara says, if we're already unraveling building block number one of Adam Zayman, so then that means that we're not darshaning Yad B'Yad. We're not darshaning the scene of some of the Jerusha. Because Lu Yitzuyer, in other words, must be something else being learned from Yad B'Yad, because I don't even have the Havamina to be Mechayiv Momen when it comes to it's Mechayiv Malkus and Adam Zayman. I don't need a Pasuk to say that a Mechayiv Momen and Adam Zayman, because Malkus is not an option according to Rabbi Ezra, according to Rabbah, because there's no Asra. And according to Abaye, also no Cheshman of giving Asra, because Kash is Domam. So once I don't need the Xerish Shav of Yad B'Yad, so the Gemara says that's the case, this is a sheet to take to the next step. I'm not sure if it's mukhrach, but it's very pretty in the sugya. So then the Shita says, if that's the case, that we're not darshening yad tachas yad when it comes, we're not darshening yad tachas and zayimimin. It must be some of the din, so why should we darshen ken yinosin biyodai legame chabolah? So how do I know, Taka, that chabolah is moment and not malchus? That's how the Shita presents the flow of the, that Rav Sheish Shabbat, it's not Sama, Nume, it could be. It could be that Rav Sheish Rebbe would say another mahalach, but the Shita says very tight in the sugya. So now we're trying to find an alternate source, a possible alternate source, and when it comes to Chabolah, that Chabolah is for us is for us an exception to the rule of Kom Leibid Rabba Mineh. The Gemara says. Reuben and Shimon are having a fight. A pregnant woman gets in the middle of this mess. And when Reuben lunges at Shimon in order to kill Shimon, as we're assuming right now, so then b'matzus shebemisa akosuv medaber. We're talking about when Reuven lunged at Shimon to kill Shimon. We have Omer Rabbi El Ozer b'matzah Shimon misa kosu medaber. Dechsevim osin yevin asata nefesh tachas nefesh hechi domi. So the Gemara says that this is going to be a machlekes tanorim, whether nefesh, machlekes of Elazar, machlekes of Elazar and Chachamim, whether in fact this is talking about a case where Reuven wanted to kill Shimon, right? Does nefesh tachas nefesh mean that they wanted to do misa, or maybe only he wanted to beat him up and he'll end up paying Mavon. So the Gemara says everything we're going to say until right now is only according to the man de Omar that has been Misa. And therefore, the Gemara will say at the end that this Makor is severely lacking because it doesn't really accommodate the man de Omar that says that it wasn't an intention to kill. All right? And that's what the Gemara will have to go on to another Mahalach. But right now, we're going to focus on this din being a this din of Chabala being a makor for the exceptions to come Leibid Rabba Mine. The Gemara says, according to the Man Domer that says that Reuven lunged at Shimon to kill Shimon, and the Gemara says that he'll only have to pay if, and while trying to kill Shimon, he ended up lunging at this pregnant woman. And the Gemara says, Vim osin yiye v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. And the Gemara says that when he lunged at Shimon, at the pregnant woman, when he lunged at Shimon and killed the pregnant woman instead, all right, he killed the pregnant woman. So the Gemara says that in that case, this person will be chayiv misa, right? Nefesh tachas nefesh. According to the man Omar, the chayiv misa over here. And now we have a new din, that according to these manda omrim, miskavi la roiga zev hogar says chayiv misa, right? Otherwise, we couldn't put together the sugya. So the Gemara says that in all of these cases, echidom idla yisru bay amay miktil elipshita the yisru bay. So it must be that he was had hasra. All right, has to be the facts of the situation. If you hold that nevish tachas nevish is misa, and if you hold. And therefore you have to say that Reuven wants to kill Shimon, and you have to say miskavin laroi gezev, or gezev chayiv misa, correct? So the Gemara says, given all that, had to be asra. And now the Gemara has a chiddush: umus l'davar chomer, umus l'davar kal. The Omer Achmonam, and the Torah says, v'lo yiyosayin, that if no one got killed. Only your nation has to pay Mammon. Why is he paying Mammon? He did hakol. He didn't kill the girl, right? But he beat the girl up. Or so the Gemara says that Aval Pikein, he's only paying Mammon. Why is he getting Malkus for violating the lab of Loisoisiv? Right? That's the Gemara's kash. That's the Gemara's kash. So you see from this Gemara, that is going to be Rabbi Elazar's raya, Rav Sheshesh, Rav Davidi's raya, that Chabola is an exception to the rule of Komle mid Rabbi mid Maskel or Rashi. This is all based on a Chiddush. Maybe it's not correct. And in Tim Suleiman, it is correct. Alright, that's what we're going to focus on today. Today we're going to focus on this suffix in the sugya of whether there's a rule of musul davar chomer, musul davar kal. The Ein Mishpat points out, in the top left, points out, din de musra l'davar hachomer loy matzasi Rambam, Mavur, Rakish Yisruboy Bistam Misa, Posak the Avi Asra, Vahainu Davi Mekabel Alei, Bain Misa Chamura, Bain Nikigoin Skila, Bain Kala. Apparently, the Rambam does not discuss this din. Only in the context of Yisruboy Stam Misa. And he says, "Avi Asra, v'anu davi mekabel alei bein miso chamura kigoin skila or bein kala avol kishisru boy v'chamura levad loy nesbor sham v'ayim b'toisves." We'll come back to this. All right. So the actual psak of the sugya, We know that's at least a suffix in our sugya. The Tosfos and Sanhedrin called it a I can test for me, it's not. Yeah, this taste is. Plukta, the Perigel and Aris. The Musra Lemisa, the Musra Lemalkas. Either it's a Safik or a Machlaikas. Right? So this principle of Musra Dover Chomer, Musra Dover Kal, this is a Machlaikas and Aris Sugya. So the, apparently, the according to the Ein Mishpat, the Rambam is Machriya this question only in one specific situation based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And that is when the Hasra was given Stam, when the kind of Misa was not mentioned in the Hasra, then we say Musra L'Dover, the Misa Chamura gets a Misa Kal. What's the example over there? The example over there is Nisarvu. Right? There were several people who got it was not a good day for Beis Din, and they paskin, they put several people onto death row, or whatever the equivalent was at that time. Ooh. And then we had several people, some were chayiv misa, some were chayiv misa, Sreifa, some were chayiv misa skila, and this arvu. So we didn't want to pass the din against. The halacha is that we give the kula dika misa, we give the lightest misa, barola misa yofa. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Shema Amina, Musul Dever Chomer, Musul Dever Kal. Gemara is Omer of Yirmiya, Alchemai Schinon, Shishu Boistam. So the Gemara says, I have a Ryan, I have it's Machloikis. So now I can be Machri and Machloikis, I'm Mishnah Mephoreshes. That's Heshkash, if Mishnah Mephoreshes, I can have Machloikis. So no, the point is like this. We have a Mishnah Mephoreshes, Legabe, different forms of Misa. Misa Chamur to Misa Kal, Mishnah Mephoreshes, that once a person is needed for Chiyuv Sreifa, then he's needed for all forms of Misa. The Torah, the Gemara, the Mishnayis of the Machlokes as to what is the most Chomerdik in Misa, how to organize the Misas. So the Nafkamina will be for this din. So if you hold that Sreifa is the most Chomer, and Skila is the next most Chomer, and then Sayif and Chenek, I think it's Sayyif Chenek Skila Sreifa. So if we pass in that way, that means that once a person is needed for Chiyuv Skila, so you can get Sayyif or Chenek. So the Gemara says that if that's the case, then we must pass in Musra L'Dover Chomer is Musra L'Dover Kal. So Omer B'Yirmiya, not necessarily so. Maybe only when the Asra was a Stam Asra. Chiyuv Misa. Without specifying the kind of chimisa. What's it based on? Gemara says mekoshesh. Is mekoshesh the model, or is mekoshesh haras shah? What happened in mekoshesh? What did the Adam say? So how do you know? Let's line the pasuk. Pasuk says that they didn't know which misa to give him. So the hasra had to be hasra stam. And nevertheless, they gave him a chiyuv misa, skila. So the Gemara says, is that a Yiroz Shah? Kadosh Baruch Hu Paskin. All right, so you can't argue. The Rav Shem said. So then Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, "Len Mafluk Yidin Gidra Asra." I'm going to take the calendar. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "No." Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu says. But Beis Din could not have said that. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for a Yiroz Shah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, is this going to be a Yiroz Shah? Is Kadosh Baruch Hu going to say, they didn't give a good Asra, or is he going to say, no, Apal Pikin? Or the pshat is no, because Baruch Hu is following the rules. The rules are that as long as he got a hasra l'stam misa, then he didn't get any kind of misa. So Yirmiyah says, you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah for the din that we want to bring a raya for. Right? So again, what's clear, what's not clear? So there is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says that a person who's needed for a misa kala, yeah, misa chamur can get a misa kala. Does this support the principle? A musla davar chamur, musla davar kal? So the Gemara seems to say, not, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Because that could be a case of stam asra, stam misa. So the Gemara says you can't even bring a raya from there. So the Mishpat is pointing out that the Rambam only paskin the one din that's davar pashut. Rabbi Yirmiyah's din. The only thing the Rambam quoted is that if a person has a hasra stam misa, he can get any kind of misa. And then he can get a misa kala, the misa chomer. But otherwise, the Rambam leaves the suffix as a suffix, a suffix ledina. So again, so what we know is clear is that if there's a stam asra and the person gets a chi of misa skila, then we can give him, if necessary, a lighter misa. That we know. What about if a person was musra for a misa chamura? Can we give him a lighter misa? That's the l'chayra amachlekes in the sugya Sanhedrin. What about if a person was musra for a misa for a oynesh chomor? Can we give him an oynesh kal? So according to Tosfos, that's the machlekes in our sugya. All right. So that's the how the sugya fits in. Tasra b'chlal. Alright? Good. So the question now that we have to understand is, does this question give us any greater insight into the din of Asra b'chlal? So before we examine that, let's just say a few words about the little bit of Hakdom in Tasra. We discussed this already a little bit. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Amud Beis. Right. Gemara says we did learn even 9 last Asra in the Torah. How do we know the din of Asra? Shenemar vish ashiika chesachoyse basovu vavasimoy v'ra'o es arvasa. Altu b'riya talia milsa. Ela ad shiru tamu shel davar. The Gemara says that's source number one. That the Edom, or that the, we have to show the criminal tamu shel davar. Gemara says that that's a nechi of kares, so, but this nechi of kares, there's no, the Rebbe Shem does not wait for tamei shel davar, so therefore it must be in based in procedure. Tnei le'inyan malchus, the chizki atona, another makor v'chiyozet isha rei lahargoi be'orma shehisruboy va'adayin hu mezid, that he has to maintain his mezid even after he is warned. We have to know v'chiyozet ish al reyehu. He has to be still planning to do the misa, to do the. He has to still be behazada, not v'chiyezet. When a person planned to kill, when a person is planning to kill, so I don't know he's planning to kill. How can we be certain of that? Give him asra. Gemara says the very Yishmael Tana. Mahamotzim also mikoshesh esim, but dayinu mikoshesh. Same principle. He has to be doing the isim. Motzim also. The edim have to catch him in the act. Catch him in the act of mezin. They have to be certain b'shas ma'isa that he's been mezin. Next makor. Devei Rebbe Tana al davar asher ina al davar shel ina liskei dibor. That's be a conversation. Gemara says we need all three makoros. What are the three makoros? Achu Royim, Achu Yareyu Tamishal Dover, that the Eidim have to explain to the criminal what he's doing. Number two, the Eidim have to be sure that Bishas Maisa he's still Hazada. And number three, there has to be some kind of conversation. Al Devar, Asher Ina. Gemara says, Hitir Atzmei Lemisa Minolan. Mishnah said that the only time when we give a Chiyav Misa is if the criminal said, he's up to it, he's ready for it. Hitir Atzmei Lemisa, the Rashi says, is that he actually is Koveyam, his own. I think it's Rashi in the Mishnah, though. I don't remember if it's Rashi in here. Ahita Kishas Risim boy, when they gave him Asra, Al Tavar Shatam Eschayev Misa Ploinis, Hu Oimer Al Mendos Kenan Yoise. That's why I'm doing it. The Mahiv Kiratzmai Einoi Nerag. So we see that there are, according to this, where Rashi says it, Hiter Atzmai Lemisa Kishes Shrisem Boy. So the Asra has to contain these two aspects. Minolon. How do we know the din of Hiter Atzmai Lemisa? Gemara says, Omer Kara, Yumas Hameis. Achiyater Atzmai Lemisa. Hameis. Mashma, there's the Lashon Sarah. Mashma kvar hu kemeis, koidim shebol lebezdin, shechiyev atzmai misa befiv, shechiyev atzmai misa befiv. That's the Rashi. He was Machayv himself. He delivers the bezdin of psakdin. Befiv. He has to do it himself. Not only with his actions. Lanias daiti, one could suggest that when the Gemara says that there are three distinct sources for Hasra. So the first source, actually, Eil Tamei Shel Dover. What's Tamei Shel Dover? No. Actually, Eil Tamei Shel Dover. They have to give him a, have to take out the Chinuch and discuss Meshor Shat Mitzvah, take out Hirsch's Chorev and discuss the, what's Tamei Shel Dover?
Consequences.
Well, Chayyim, something about right. What explain to him what he's doing wrong. Tamei Shel Dover, at least give him a pasuk. We need a pasuk. Alav, as Machlekes we showed him exactly what you have to say. The Gemara says in Shabbos we learned. You probably learned last year. I don't know if we did this sugya together. The Gemara says in two places Mishumai Masrinan Bay. The Gemara says, but in the context of Boirer, in the context of Mishamer. Later on in the Masechta, Mishumayim, a person is filtering something. So it's the Nisa de Rice of Bar. Mishumayim Asrin and Bay. Is it because of Bar Meraki? What is Mishumayim Asrin and Bay? Shabbos. You have to give him a shir. Tell him it's Shabbos, it's Osir. You remember learning Shmishas Hilchasa. This is again, do the Shabbos. Right? You have to tell him Mishumayim Asrin and Bay. Which Malacha it is. So the Gemara seems to say, based on that, you can't just say, oh, sir, oh, sir. So the Machlois Hashem, what do you have to say? So the Tosis in Moed Cotton says that you have to tell him the Leis Asa. Yisr Shabbos. You have to tell him the lav. What does the Rambam say? What do you have to tell him? Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perik Beis Yud Beis. Or Yud Beis Beis. Sorry, Yud Beis Beis. Rambam's lashon is Echad Talmid Chacham v'Echad Am Haaretz Tzarech Hasra Shelo Nidna Hasra L'Avchin Bein Shegel Lemezet Shem B'Shegi Goya Keisad Masrin Boy Oymrin Loi Price. Stop doing this. Oy Al Tase. Either one, you can say either stop or don't do it. Not sure Tzarech Iyan what the Rambam is pointing out. Anyways, Al Tase Shezu Averi V'chayev ato oleo misas veizden. Oy malchus. Right? Im pireish potter. V'chayim shosak ohirkin. Pireish potter. If he's quiet, if he nods. V'afilu omer yedei ani potter. Ad sheyater asmer lemisav yore al min os kenani yoise. Achag yorek. V'tzorach sheyaber v'yasa teichel l'asro. Toch kedi divor. Avalachu gedi divor tzorach asra acheres. Ubein shisru b'yechud minu edim, ubein shisru b'yechud b'fnei edim. Shoma kol amos v'lai ru'u afilu asra. That's why I raise the nera. So Rambam says, what do we need? You have to say that this is a lav, shuzu aveira, and there's a chiyav misas. That's all you need. Why does the Gemara say, mishamayim asrinan bay? So the machlokes v'shrayim, either it means that it's stam aloshim, What's the avmalacha? Or the Gemara says that in a situation which a person may find incredible, then you have to make it more credible. The guy says, what do you bother me? I'm just a kid. My parents, my grandparents. We always were filtered on Shabbos. Never thought it was awesome. What's the big deal? How could it be awesome? Right. So then, since he is questioning the credibility of Asra, you have to come back and say, avmalachas. It's butter, it's Iraq, you have to get it right. If you give a bad shear, you say it's Iraq and really butter, he'll say, I didn't believe him, and he didn't present a credible position, right? Because he says Iraq and then butter. So the Gemara, again, the Gemara says, Mishamai Masrinim Bay. Machlegis Rishoinim, whether that is an instruction of how far Asra has to be, or whether that is lav davka, just a melitza asking what the malach is, or whether that's saying in a situation where a person expresses incredibility, literally incredible, then you have to make it more credible. All right, but pashtus, the Gemara, the Rambam says, all you have to say is, this is an aveira with a chi of misa. According to Tosfos, based on the Gemara we mentioned, you have to say, it's an easter of chil Shabbos. Some Balei Tosfos say you have to say, you have to quote the Aseres HaDibros. L'isasa kol melacha. He can't quote the Pasuk, he can't give Asra. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim. How specific the Asra has to be. However, and therefore, Ad She'ereu Tamei Shel Dover, does that just mean what you're doing is an Iser with a Chiyuv Misa? Or, but it's just an Iser? Or is it that you have to actually tam ishul davar? You have to tell him the pasuk, or you have to make sure that you present a credible position. You have to make it believable. You can't tell him that it's some that you saw in some that you saw in some sefer which just came out, and you're thinking b'chule b'chule. Hold on. So that's ad sheyareyu tam ishul davar, and then the Gemara says that you have to be moitzim. You have to know the b'shas masa that he's doing it, knowing that he's amazing. I should use it. So that's what the Rambam's pointing out. That's also part of the din of sheyavkin bein shegil amazing. But then the sugya says al devar. What's al devar? So al devar L'aniyus daiti could be a reference to the din of matir asmi l'mitza. So Rashi has to be befiv. He has to accept the misa. So it's conceivable to me that the Gemara has various mekoyres for hasra because there are various aspects of hasra. Right? It could be that Achi Yareu Tamu Shal Dovar is explained by, because the Gemara says you need Alfim Makaris. What's Tamu Shal Dovar? That you have to know thing of amazing. That's what it means. Achi Yare Tamu Shal Dovar, Lachara means that you have to give him some understanding of what he's doing is wrong. Then you have to know that it's Teichin De Dibur, so that it's Mamish Bishas Maisiv Azoda. And number three is that he has to be a devar. He has to be mater atzmei lemisa. He has to be kaiveya. He has to pass in his own misa. Right, those are the three aspects of asura. Two aspects of asura. So the Gemara says, what's this? Payment base. Gemara says, Arsugya, Namarasa, Ladavka Arsugya, and Manis, Namarasa, Shehuzmu. Two Edom come and they say that they saw Reuven be boil and Eishas Ish. Gemara says that, and the Chiyamisa for an Eishas Ish. Edom Zeman cannot be Nerig. Why? Because they could say, we did not intend to kill Reuven. We just wanted to break up the shidduch. We wanted to say that she is osur lebala, right? V'yisruba. What do you mean? How can they say that? If it's in Bezin and she's up for chiyav misa, they gave asra. So what did they say? Did they say, "Don't you're going to make her osur on you and on her baal, obviously"? Or did they say chiyav misa? What did they say? Gemara says no, couldn't be. They didn't give asra. And in the Edom Zayman in their story, what do they say in their story? So the Gemara says they didn't give asra. That's not shach to give a misa. No, v'ishachaveira. They're talking about a woman who knows halacha. She graduated top of her class. She's on the return to Beis Yaakov. She just had to know, right? Ba'alima de Rav Yisrael Rav Yehuda, the Tanya. Rav Yisrael Rav Yehuda, chaver ein tzarech asra. You don't have to give asra to a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara goes on to discuss ages. All right. So this Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Shita. Now, what do you do with the din of Matir Atzmi Lemisa? Well, what Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda say about Matir Atzmi Lemisa? Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is a chiddush. He says Asra is ad sheyareyu tamu shel dover. If you know tamu, if we know that the criminal knows tamu shel dover, why waste your time? You know he knows his answer. No. So what's Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda's chiddush? No. And what about the second aspect? How would from the Gemara go? Adam Zaymanman. We're trying to find Adam Zayman Achiyav Misa. We're trying to say Adam Zaymanman will never be Chayav Misa Narosa because they always could have said L'Oisrael Bay L'Bonu. So the Gemara says they gave us Ra. They didn't give us Ra, they can't get killed. The Gemara said, Isha Chaveira. So, but she still can't get killed. Wasn't the matter asking the visa? No? So, what do you have to say? Go ahead.
Those parts are not
important. What?
They don't matter. Only in this.
Well, is that or?
And make sure it remains matter.
Either they're not ma'akev or what's the other possibility? What would you say?
He's not asking me so that asra.
That's also included. Guy knows what he's doing. He knows they made him there. Right? So when Rabbi Yosi Ben Yehuda says this chiddush of that ach isha chaveira chover ein zorach asra. So what was Rabbi Yosi Ben Yehuda saying? Was he saying what Yosef is saying, that he doesn't accept mater atzmei lemisa as being a necessary requirement of asra? There's only one aspect of asra, and that is b'mavkin l'shegin l'meizin. Or was Rabbi Yosef saying, even if they're a chaver, then there will also be matir atzma. It's also understood that they're matir atzma l'misa. Visha Chaveira, Taisvis. Right? Taisvis says, 2 days in Taisvis. V'loi borem yaisi shiyati ratzmi l'misa. That's what Yosef said. Iname chaver kilo hiti ratzma, Yoni said. 2 days in Taisvis. No? Good? Hadalim shat. Okay, so again, so far, what have we said about Asra Bechlau? We said about Asra, what is Asra? So we said, Rambam says, tells exactly what Asra is. It has to be, you have to know the Zechiyah of Misa. It's Asra and Zechiyah of Misa. Right? Rambam says, Asra also be Mata Asra and Misa. I'm an Oske. Right? What's the source for this Rambam? Morris and Hedrin has the three different limudim. Atshiyat, Shereo, Tamir, Shaldavar, or or third Aldavar. Good. Set a possible pshat. Good. Then we pointed out that this Rambam is Machlekes Rishonim. Tosfos says that it needs more clarity. It has to be mamish. You have to say that it's, I can't say it's Osir. I say it's Alav and Chumash. According to some Bali, Tosfos, quote the Pasuk. That's Asra. Good. Are there, what's the pashtus of the stomach, the sugya, is there are two aspects to us, at least two aspects, maybe three. Aspect number one, awareness that this, what he's doing is awesome, he's doing it amazing. Number two, being matir atzmei l'misa, according to Rashi means passing the shayla, passing his chiyuv misa, and then he's oymed ba'azod the toyechid l'idibur. How you want to say 2, 3, it doesn't matter. Those are halachas. Next. Then we pointed out, is that machlokes starts in the Gemara all the way through the Rishonim. A Talmud Chacham, a Chaver, does a Chaver require Hasram? The Gemara says, a machlokes, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, a Chaver does not require Hasram. Right? So Tosfos says, exactly what is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda saying? He's saying either that he's choylek that Hasra is only lahavchin main meizel l'shoigeg, or Rabbi is saying that all we have to know is awareness. As long as the person is aware that the thing, what the thing is also, they're aware there's a chiyav misa. That's good enough. Okay. Any questions so far? And we said so far the Hakdoma. Good.
How would the Rambam respond to Yosi? Would
he be able to say that
Rambam is only talking about people that
don't have the
status of Chaveira or Chaver? Or is Rambam just doesn't accept Rabbi Yosi's opinion?
Okay, here what Sam's asking. Rambam says, like
Rabbi Yosi
or Rabbi Yehuda?
Not like Rabbi Yosi.
Echa Tam Chacham, v'yechan amr tzarech hasra, sh'loi nitna hasra el avchen mei shegi l'meizin, shem v'shegi haya. All right. So what's the problem in the Rambam?
Well, at the end, he says that he has to say specifically, he has to say that I did this, and he's like fully aware and fully
cognizant of the fact and he expresses
right.
it. Whereas if we already know if he's a chaver, would the Rambam change his psak because he's clearly bemazed, he clearly hears us.
No, so how would you phrase that? Yes, it's good, right? We're saying it's good, all right? How would you phrase it, your question to the Rambam? Yosef?
Would
agree with what?
Would agree that if it was an Isha Chavera, that she wouldn't.
But he said, Echa Tam L'Chacham, Tzar Chasra. No? What's this? No, we say Yechil.
The Rambam also says Yodea, and he's still put, like that, he's still put. So it's clearly not, meaning he, so even if you give, even for a Chavar, he's clearly saying that it's,
and it's amanaske. Yodei is not just enough, so it needs to be. Right? In other words, the Rambam has the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, but shaloi mitaimoi. According to Rambam, echotam l'chacham v'echotam ha'oretz, tzorach hasra, so he should have said that, shaloi nidna hasra l'havchim m'sheg l'mezen. He's using Rabbi Yosef Yehuda as a reason, and Mamish Puk for Kesh from the Din. And you know it's not the Din of Yediyah, as Yechiel said. Okay, let's put Rambam. I wasn't planning to give Mashiach the Rambam today. I wanted to finish the Tosus. Let's hold Mashiach as a Rambam, okay? Let's hold Mashiach as a Rambam. From Tosus, we would say that these two possibilities, either that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is arguing, or Rabbi Yehuda is saying that a chaver is aware of the chiyuv mis as well. All right, adkan. Now we come to our sugya. Our sugya already added into us the din that asraz from lamed beis of an aleph asraz din in oynish, not a din in iser. Good. Now we come to our sugya on gimel aleph. Our sugya shows the machloek according to Tosfos and the machloekas. What's the din of a musla davar chomer? A musla davar kal. Again, there are two kinds of musla davar chomer. One is where they did an aveira where there's a misa chamura. Can they ever get a misa kal? So the Gemara says, the Rambam says, only if it's a stamasra. Next, presumably, if you don't hold like this, if you hold that Musr l'misa chamura is Musr l'davar kal l'gabe misa, what about Musr l'misa in Musr l'malkus? Machloik is an arsugya. Mamish mi kotze la kotze. Right? As Rabbi Yirmiyah says, the only time we say Musr l'misa chamura can get a misa kala if he's stamasra. And arsugya is a mandomer that says, if he's Musr from misa, we can give him malkus. No, what's the Hezbra Dover? What's Pshat? In Musra Dover Chomer, why should, if he's Musra from Malkus, as if a person said, the bottle of Gilman Aleph, Rashi, have a Musra Dover Kal, im yakenu vele yomuz, yilokem, vefilochi omer achmona, dechi ain shem chiv misa yonesh. Gemara says, Reuven has in mind to kill Shimon. And the fact that the mind to kill Shimon covers this pregnant woman happens to get involved, Leah as well. All right, but when he lunges for Shimon, he's not strong enough to kill Shimon. He doesn't end up killing the woman, but he is over in Leah. He does beat her up. She does walk away terribly bruised. So Gemara says, "Can we give him Malkus for beating somebody up for Chambolam? Is he shaykh for Malkus?" Our Gemara says if you shy from Malkus and we end up forcing him to pay money, so that means that we have a raya for milka momisham lalaki. So we're not looking at that, we're looking at the step before that. Step before that is, can we give him Malkus? That depends on Musa Ruchomer. Is he Musa Demakal as well? What's the Hezber? Why would you say he's Musa? They said to him, Shimon, if you end up killing Reuven, it's a chachi of BCR Tseyach. He didn't end up killing Shimon. No, how does Beis? What's happening in Beis? They come to Beis Din and they say, we warned him, we gave him Asra, he could kill, he could end up getting a Chiyav Misa. So Gemara says, he didn't kill him. Baruch Shem Reuven, Chaim V'Kaim, he's still here. But he didn't, he beat up Reuven. She gave Malkus. Why should she give Malkus? No, what says Radov? What's the Machlokes? No, what would you say?
Rukhan
says
Bechlam Asai Mane.
Yeah.
When you're
Chayav
Misa, Mustama, that includes Malkus as
well. Okay. Rukhan at the end says. Sarachin, yeah. Asui doesn't support that. It goes against Asui. Right? So, so you're saying a Muskel Rishon. Where's the Bechlam Asai Mane?
The person is willing to be killed. Mustama is okay with getting Malkus also.
So he's saying from the perspective of the Matir Atzma Lemisa. Right? How about from the perspective of Acheyero Tamishal Dover? Three halachas. Tamishal Dover, Mezid, and Matir Atzma Lemisa. Right? So Gal saying, look, if a guy says Matir Atzma Lemisa, I'm willing to die for this. So Mimela, he's not willing to get beaten up for it. So he was by being Matir Atzma Lemisa, then he's also Matir Atzma Lemalkus. What about Acheyero Tamishal Dover? They told him it's also to kill somebody. Beat somebody up. No, that's also. To kill somebody is also. But to beat somebody up. Hello? When?
You knew the actions he was doing was usher. It was a means to get to an
Asra
goal. He knows what he's doing is wrong.
He'll say, once I heard Asra, I went easy. You know, the point is it would be Asra Safik. It can't be Asra. No? What's Hezbollah Dover? How you talking? No, that's the Marshal's Kasha. Right? Marshal's Kasha. But the guy will say, beating somebody up. Happens every at least once a month in shul by Musaf. What are you talking about? Since I was a kid, he didn't get mafti, so he beat up the gabbai. So that was I saw very fine Jews beat up the gabbai. They didn't get Musaf. So how could it be also? It's a Marshal's kasha. Where's the where is Nasra over here? So Marshal's terraces. Everybody knows you can't beat him up. Everybody knows, since you're a kid, Kolam Merim Yodei Al Chaveroi, Nikri Rosha. I had a Rebbe, at least in second grade. Yeah. One time I had to tell you this. No, you had to hear this. It's kind of difficult. Now, where's the... Is that enough for Asra? Time is Shaldai. And everybody's a Chaver, Lagame, Isako. Let's that Marshal puts the Sugi together. He says, it must be... that everybody is a chaver, and that we paskin that even though you're a chaver, no, let me finish the sentence. Everyone's a chaver lagabe chavola, and
even though you're a chaver, you have to be
matir
asma visa for something.
So you have to finish
it,
go through the whole.
Yeah,
so you have to go through all of these different steps. That he is a chovel. Every is a chovel like this. Memela, you don't really need hasra for chabola because everybody knows, and everybody knows that you can end up that's a chiyav malchus also something along those lines. No, everybody knows what you're saying. Hey, Yois, that he was matir atzma lemisa. Memela is matir atzmai. And otherwise, what Yosef is saying is there has to be the way to finish up. Otherwise, there would be a sugya. Everybody knows your time is over. He has. Aye, what about he has to be Matir Atzmai? No, he was Matir Atzmai Lemisa. Right? So what's being Matir Atzmai Lemisa mean? What does being Matir Atzmai Lemisa mean? And that he has to be, he's not passing his own, he's passing his own din. That's what Rochana was saying. If he passes the Chiyav Misa, he's passing the Chiyav Malkus also. Chanan says Sarachin, because then we wouldn't understand the other tzad, I think. Taisa says, Ein laimai the time of Mishum Dariga who the kiva lasra, the nechel and yarig al menashe yarig sainai, the Thomas Nafshi, in Plishtim. Avalay nechelay, lakwais is chaver al menashe lku. Taisa says, what's Taisa explaining over here? What's this Taisa coming to explain? No? What's Taisa coming to explain? Lehabe, right? What, and if Taisa says you can figure it on your own why you should say Muslim Dabar Chomer and Muslim Dabar Kal. But I have to explain to you why you shouldn't say it. What's Hezbollah not to say? He says, don't say that the reason why you shouldn't say it. Don't say that the reason why you should not say Muslim Dabar Chomer is because a guy may make a cheshbin. What's the cheshbin? If he ends up killing Reuven, all right. Thomas Nafshi in Plishin, like Shimshon said. Right. Sometimes he'll be moise nefesh to klash kolshim. All right, but if it means that Shimon ends up, he's back at work 2 days later. 2 days later, that's it. So then it's not even worth balkas. That's not worth nothing. So don't say that's the cheshbon. Don't say that the reason why Rav Ashi said maybe we should not say Muslim Racham is Muslim Darakal. Maybe the reason, don't say that a person may not have this svara. Don't say that the reason why a Muslim Racham is Muslim Darakal is because a person has a svar umdun das, that if he's willing to give himself chiyav misa, he's zikr, willing to get malkus, and therefore and Rav Ashi is saying not so pashut. Some guys will get misa, but they never want malkus. Right, again, is that l'choy the pshat in the sugya? Tosfos begins by saying, you wanted to tell me a guy that says he's willing to die to kill Shimon. That's Asra. And certainly, he's willing to get Malkus if he's willing to die, as long as he has Malkus. And Rav Ashi says, no, that's not a good cheshbon. A guy may say, maybe he ends up killing Shimon, he's going to die. He ends up just giving Shimon Malkus. They don't have you, just give him to in the hospital for 3 days. You have to pay doctor bills. That's not good to get beaten up for that. So Tosfos, don't say that. Don't say that's the Hezbollah Dover. Why not? Because if that's the case, the Masis Berak and the Serafin, the Tani Chivim Mises in this Arvu Yudin Bekala, Ukumar Shemamim Usu Dover Chama Visul Kavakal, Hashem Shita that came this way in Skila Mekibel, Kol Shechein and Mitzvah by Chenek Al Oisei Dover Atzmai Shemekabel, if you look at the name of the Musa Dover Achomer, Tosfos says if that would be the reason, then there would be no room for a suffix in the case of two mises. So that could not be the reason. That could not be what's going on over here. Because if that would be what's going on over here, then the Gemara could not say, but it's skil and sreifa, achidish. Achidish, musa davar chomer, musa davar chal. Because there it's davar poshat moed. Everybody would say that skil and sreifa, it doesn't matter. Ella yesh loimar digzeres hakosav u'divinu sheyat esmo lemisa. Ella, the machlokes over here apparently is. Now you finish up. Tosfos began by saying maybe the machlokes of musa davar chomer is musa davar kal is a machlokes of how to figure out the thinking of the criminal. What was going on in the mind of the criminal? So Rav Eliezer said, the criminal, if he's willing to die, he's zecher willing to get there. And Rav Ashi said, not so fast, not so poshut. Right? So now, that couldn't be the pshat. If that would be pshat, we couldn't figure out Sanhedrin. You saw what is pshat? So how does Tosfos finish up? What is the machlokes? No? Go ahead. So one thing is clear. Right? It's always very careful. That when Rav Ashi said, Muslud of Rechomer is not Muslud of Rechal, it means he understood the din of being Matir Atzmi Lemitzu Zeres HaKosu. Lanias Daiti, I would say, like Rashi and Sanhedrin. Matir Asin Misa means that the criminal has to pask his own Chiyiv Misa. Adin, Torah says, criminals pask in their own halachas. That's how Chiyiv Misa is given. And Chiyiv Misa, it's Eres HaKosov. Instead of the Beis Din, instead of having a jury, a Beis Din, the criminal himself says. It's the Edom and the Beis Din has to now process it. But it all happens B'Shas. B'shas Aveira. B'shas Aveira, the guy is passing on din. So now, he passed in the Chiyuv Misa. He didn't pass in Malkus. You can't say B'shach B'chal Masayim Bona. That was not, the Xeris HaKosev is that the criminals of passing is din. He didn't pass in. What about Skil and Sreifa? No, I'm not sure what the Xeris HaKosev is. Is the Xeris HaKosev a Chiyuv Misa or a certain kind of Misa? Oh, so the Gemara is not bringing a Raya. So Taisa says, oh, then the Gemara fits in beautifully. Every piece fits in. The only thing we're not sure of according to Tosfos is what is the Svara of Rav Elazar? Musa Dover Chomer is Musa Dover Kal. Lachar, what is the Svara of Rav Elazar? No? L'char, it's the easiest way to say it. What's pshat in Musro L'dover Chom Musro L'dover Kal? No? Was that?
It looks like the way Marshall said it.
That?
The person's matter himself to a Chom or
a Chom. So then what? But what's the point of being Matir Atzmai?
He agrees you have to Matir Atzmai.
There's a positive part of Rashi that has to be to the specific ownership of the thing that you're dealing with. But what is the substance? How would you be Magdi Matir Atzmai? It's not a psak din. So what is it? What is it, Ben? Just saying, whatever Beis Din wants, actually Yafkir Atzmai, he gives up over to Beis Din, but only with a certain license.
Why can't you say it's a
psak? Because the Chorab Psak Din has to be what's he passing?
Then Kalkomer is used to say it din. I mean, Kalkomer is like, I think we're using Kalkomer to say it din in certain things. No?
But what's the Xeris HaKosev of saying? What's being Matir Atzmai? Again, what's he? It was either you have to say something along the lines of Yoni. He's saying, I'm giving myself into Beis Din, something along those lines. But to say that he's passing himself for a Chi of Misa, and therefore we can give Malkus. Because that's not a psak din. A psak din means I have to be koveya consequences for a specific maisa. Once you're saying I'm being koveya a range of consequences, no. But who's imposing the ekav achomer? Where does it come from? Beis Din, from the person himself? So please, let's finish this up tomorrow, Mit Hashem, and look at the Rambam, and then after that, please go on invite to the Tosfos and the next Omud about what's more chomer, Misa or Malkus.
I have a question.
Yeah.
In like Hanukkah, so the Ashkenazi people like the Rambam and the Sfarim hold like Tosfos.
Yeah.
So apparently the Rav has like a big piece on that. So I couldn't find it.